In this bulletin, Prince Andrew to step back from royal public duties after a controversial TV interview. Authorities warn of extreme fire conditions in Victoria today. And in sport, a court hearing into a Chinese swimmer is told a drug tester could have been a construction worker. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A former press secretary to the Queen says the departure of Prince Andrew from public duties was inevitable because of his controversial connections to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Britain's Prince Andrew has asked the Queen if he can retreat from public duties, citing his association with the late Epstein as a distraction to the royal family's work. After facing criticism over a weekend BBC interview, Prince Andrew says he regrets his dealings with a US businessman and has offered his deep sympathies to Epstein's victims. Royal commentator Mr. Arbiter says Prince Andrew failed to manage the crisis and instead inflamed the situation.
Well, it has backfired in the most spectacular way, but I'm not surprised that he stepped back. I was saying as such on Monday. I was tweeting as such on Sunday that it was inevitable. It couldn't go on like this.
Figures from Australia's Home Affairs Department have revealed more than 2,500 visa scam allegations reported over the past 5 years. The department's Border Watch Division has also dealt with 56 reports of unauthorised immigration assistance scams involving offshore applicants seeking a visa through an authorised person in Australia. Senior immigration lawyer Sunmati Verma says there is limited protection for visa holders affected, therefore reporting fraud is not usually a priority.
The consequences of that misconduct are that you end up getting a visa cancelled or a visa refused. You'll be left without a visa, and your first priority obviously is to secure your situation in the country, and so pursuing a complaint might be way, way down your list of priorities.
Authorities have stopped the spread of a fire that threatened the South Australian town of Edithburg this morning, but crews will need to strengthen control lines today. The Country Fire Service says the blaze at Yorktown in South Australia has burnt more than 4,000 hectares and more work needs to be done to manage it. Police say about 11 properties have been affected, but the damage is still being assessed while 33 people have been treated for minor burns or smoke inhalation. The service's acting deputy chief, Rob Sanford, is reminding residents the bushfire season is just starting.
Well, we're not actually into summer yet, we're still in spring. So, and as we've seen in the eastern states, the early starts of the season that they've had, and now an early start for our season, this is only the start of it. So, we're a 3-month outlook from the Bureau saying it's going to be above average temperatures and below average rainfall for the next 3 months.
And fire bans remain in place throughout New South Wales as 50 blazes continue to burn across the state. Smoke haze is hovering over Sydney and more than 1,000 firefighters are out on the ground. In Victoria, authorities are urging residents in high-risk bushfire areas to travel to their nearest regional centre. There are severe weather warnings for much of the state and temperatures could exceed 40 degrees today. A total fire ban has been declared in the ACT on Thursday, and the acting fire chief, Rowan Scott, says that is a precaution.
At the moment, it's only for the 24-hour period. Our fire danger rating goes to very high for Friday, Saturday and Sunday predicted at this stage, and there's no trigger for us to declare a total fire ban.
In sport, there are new claims one of the drug testers who checked accused swimmer Sun Yang of China was a construction worker. The Olympic champion has told a court of arbitration for sport hearing three anti-doping officials who came to conduct an out-of-competition test couldn't prove their identities. The International Swimming Organisation FINA found after the 27-year-old questioned their credentials, his team smashed a blood sample vial, but he's denied wrongdoing. He hasn't been sanctioned, but he's facing a ban of up to 8 years, which could rule him out of next year's Olympics. The weather for today, sunny in Perth, 23 in Adelaide, an early cool change, 21 in Melbourne, windy with an afternoon cool change, a hot 39 degrees, hot also for Hobart and 33, hot as well in Canberra with possible late dust, 38, smoke haze in Wollongong, 27, much the same in Sydney, 28, smoke haze as well for Newcastle and 31, sunny in Brisbane, 29, sunny in Cairns, 31 and 35 in Darwin with a shower or storm. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.